Okay, two more points. I've always liked the passages about the incommensurability of merit and insight. Vantage point. No matter how much merit you acquire, it can never add up to insight. That's what the Buddha is always getting at in these repetitions. And the sutra's great at going to town on this. And it goes to town repeatedly. So there's a sort of cumulative effect. I'll just give you a taste of two of these passages. The Lord asked, "What do you think, Subhuti? If there were as many Ganges rivers as there are grains of sand in the large river Ganges, would the grains of sand in them be many?" Subhuti replied, "Those Ganges rivers would indeed be many, much more so the grains of sand in them." The Lord said, "This is what I announce to you, Subhuti. This is what I make known to you. If some woman or man had filled with the seven precious things as many world systems as there are grains of sand in those Ganges rivers, and would give them as a gift to the Tathagatas, Arahats, fully enlightened ones, what do you think, Subhuti? Would that woman or man, on the strength of that, beget a great heap of merit?" Subhuti replied, "Great, O Lord, great, O well gone, would that heap of merit be, immeasurable and incalculable." The Lord said, "But if a son or daughter of good family had taken from this discourse on Dharma but one stanza of four lines and were to demonstrate and illuminate it to others, then they would, on the strength of that, beget a still greater heap of merit, immeasurable and incalculable." There are many, many such passages, and they keep recurring, and they have a cumulative effect. And this is one of the last ones, which really does go for it. "Subhuti, I recall that in the past period, long before Dipankara, the Tathagata, Arahat, fully enlightened one, during quite incalculable aeons, I gave satisfaction by loyal service to 84,000 million milliards of Buddhas without ever becoming again estranged from them." Just imagine that. "But the heap of merit, Subhuti, from the satisfaction I gave to those Buddhas and Lords without again becoming estranged from them, compared with the heap of merit of those who in the last time, the last epoch, the last 500 years, at the time of the collapse of the good doctrine, will take up these very sutras, bear them in mind, recite and study them, and will illuminate them in full detail for others, it does not approach 100th part, not 1,000th part, nor a 100,000th part, not a 10,000,000th part, nor a 100,000,000th part, nor a 100,000,000,000th part. It does not bear number, nor fraction, nor counting, nor similarity, nor comparison, nor resemblance. If, moreover, Subhuti, I were to teach the heap of merit of those sons and daughters of good family, and how great a heap of merit they will at that time beget and acquire, beings will become frantic and confused. Since, however, Subhuti, the Tathagata has taught this discourse on Dharma as unthinkable, so just an unthinkable karma result should be expected from it."